I believe if you'll take what I'm going to give you tonight, I believe it'll change your home. I believe it'll change your workplace. I believe it'll change your ministry. I believe it could change this church. More importantly, I believe it would change your life. I hope you're listening tonight. You'll notice in verse 9, there's a little phrase. Elisha said, I pray thee, notice this phrase, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. I want to speak tonight in those three words, a double portion. A double portion. Father, you've been good to us in every service. You, for some reason, have noticed this little town, this group of people, as we've gathered together since Sunday morning, and you have sent your Holy Spirit in each and every service. Don't stop now. Would you, again tonight, meet with us? Dear Holy Spirit of God, move in our midst tonight. Do something special. Speak through me, your messenger. Make me simply your mouthpiece to help your people. May their hearts be open. May we do what you want us to do tonight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. On the back of a box of food, you will find something on the back of every box of food. It's a little box, and it says nutritional information. Now, I know most of us don't read that because we're not too concerned with that. But on that box, it tells you, in that little box of the nutritional information, it tells you how many calories are in each serving, how much fat is in each serving, how much protein is in each serving, what's the ingredients inside of each of the product of that box. It tells you how many servings are in that box. But that box, it tells you the amount of calories and stuff is per serving. It's the portion that they recommend that you have. That's what they show you inside of that box. That is pretty much the story of what we've just read here tonight. Let me explain. Elijah is about ready to be taken up to heaven. Somehow, and I don't know how, somehow Elijah and everyone around him knew he was going to be taken to heaven that day. Apparently, somehow God had told him. Somehow, God had let Elijah know that he was going to go to heaven that day. They're in a little city called Gilgal. As they're about ready to leave Gilgal, Elijah says to Elisha, Elisha, why don't you just stay here? I'm headed over to Bethel. He says, why don't you just stay here? Elisha says, no, sir, preacher. He says, I'm coming with you. Wherever you go, I'm going. He says, I don't want to miss it. I want to get everything out of you that I can while you're on this earth. They leave Gilgal. They head to Bethel. And as they come to Bethel, the sons of the prophets come to Elisha and said, Elisha, don't you know? Elijah's going to be taken to heaven today. He says, I know that. He says, hold your peace. Elijah does whatever, maybe he gives his final farewell to the people of Bethel. He's about ready to leave Bethel, and he says to Elisha again, Elisha, why don't you stay here? He says, I'm going to head on over to Jericho. You know I'm going to heaven today. Why don't you just stay here in Bethel? Elisha says, no, Elijah, I'm coming with you. They head to Jericho. They arrive in Jericho. The sons of the prophets meet him again. Another group of young preacher boys. And they say, don't you know? Don't you understand? Elijah is going to go to heaven today. He says, I know it. Hold your peace. They minister there in Jericho. Elijah once again says to Elisha, Elisha, why don't you stay here in Jericho? I'm headed down to the Jordan River. Elisha says, no, sir. He says, I'm going to follow you to the Jordan River. They come to the Jordan River. The sons of the prophets once again come to him and say, Elisha, don't you understand? Elijah's going to heaven tonight or today. And he says, I know that. Hold your peace. They come to that Jordan River. Elijah looks again to Elisha and says, why don't you just stay on this side of the Jordan River? I'm going to the other side to ride a chariot on up into heaven. Elisha says, no, sir, preacher. He says, I just want to make sure I don't miss a thing. He says, I so long to get everything from you that I can. He says, I don't want to miss one thing that I can get from you. Elijah takes his leather mantle off. He smites that river. The river parts. They cross over on the other side. The Bible says the sons of the prophets stood afar off. But Elisha was right by the preacher's side. You see, the sons of the prophets had the right direction, but they just had the wrong distance. They're going the right way. They had their eyes the right way, but they just had the wrong distance. Elisha, he just said, I'm not leaving the preacher's side. I'm going to get everything that I can get from the man of God while he's on this earth. Elijah, as they come to the other side of the Jordan River, Elijah looks at Elisha and he says, Elisha, what is it that you want from me? He says, I asked you to stay in Gilgal, you wouldn't stay in Gilgal. I asked you to stay in Bethel, and you wouldn't stay in Bethel. I asked you to stay in Jericho, you wouldn't stay in Jericho. I asked you to stay on the other side of the Jordan River, you wouldn't stay on the other side of the Jordan River. He says, what do you want from me? What is it that you want from me? Elisha said, preacher, all I want is a double portion. He says, I don't want to be average like those sons of the prophets on the other side. I don't want to have the average portion that everybody has. He says, all I want is a double portion of what you have. Elijah says, you've asked a tough thing, but he says, I tell you what, Elisha, if you'll see me when I go to heaven, you'll get that double portion. The Bible says they walked and they talked. And as they were talking, all of a sudden, a chariot came down, a chariot of fire, and horses of fire came down. Elijah came over. He stepped into that chariot. The mantle of Elijah fell off, and the chariot took Elijah on up into heaven. Elisha cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elijah was no more seen. Elisha sees that old mantle that the preacher had worn all those years. He says, you know, I know it's not in the mantle, but I just maybe just keep something from the preacher. Bible says he took his mantle off, tore it in half, went over, picked up the mantle of Elijah, tied it around his waist, came down to the Jordan River and said, well, it worked for Elijah. I guess it can work for me too. Took that old mantle off and smote that old Jordan River and walked across on dry ground. The sons of the prophets made the statement. They said, Elisha, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elijah. You see, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't have to proclaim that he had the power of God. They saw the power of God. He didn't have to tell them, hey, I've got his spirit upon me. They all saw it. They saw it because of the works. Hey, how did he get it? Exactly how he got it. He just stayed by that, by the man of God. And he got that double portion that he requested from the man of God. But hold on a second tonight. Why was it that he wanted that double portion? What was this double portion that Elisha wanted? You see, all Elisha wanted was simply the desire not to be like everyone else. He just said, I want more than what everybody else has. I want more than the average Christian. I want more than the average preacher. I want more than the average person out there who goes to church. He says, I lift my plate up to God, he says. And tonight, he says, I want a double portion. I want a double portion from God. He says, I desire that double portion of not to be average, of not to be like everyone else. He says, all I long for tonight is to have a double portion more than what everybody else has. Oh, I wish tonight we could have that in Christianity once again. You know, I'll be honest with you. That's been my desire my whole life. You see, I've grown up in church. I've watched the average Christianity. I've watched the average man of God. I've watched the average evangelist. I've watched the average soul winner. And I've always said to God, I've said, God, I don't want to be average. God, I don't want to be like everyone else. I don't want to just do what everyone else does. I beg God over and over and over and over again. God, could you give me a double portion? God, could you give me more than what you've given to everyone else? You see, I don't want to be just the average husband to my wife. I want a double portion to be a better husband to my wife. I don't want to just be the average dad to my daughter. I want to be the above average dad to my daughter. I've never wanted to be the average Christian inside the church. I've always desired to be the above average Christian inside the church. I've never wanted just to be the average preacher inside of life. I've always wanted to be the above average preacher inside of life. Oh, I wish you could understand what I'm talking about tonight. I've gone to God several times. Almost every day of my life, I make this statement to God. I say, God, if I'm just going to be average, if I'm just going to be like everyone else, would you just take me to heaven? I don't want to be average. Have no desire to just be the average Christian. Just be the status quo. I've always said, God, please, don't let me be average. God, don't let me just have the average ministry. Don't let me have the average amount of souls saved. Don't let me be that average soul winner. Oh, I wish I could grab a church tonight. Here, the members of the Berean Baptist Church tonight. I wish somehow I could grab that heart inside of you, that spiritual heart inside of you. And I wish I could squeeze that heart of every member of this church. And I wish tonight I could get you tonight to come to God and lift your plate up to God and say, God, give me a double portion. God, don't let me be the average Christian. God, don't let us be the average church. God, don't let us be the average soul winner. God, don't let us just be like every other church around town. God, give me a double portion tonight. Every day of my life, I go to God. There's six things every day that I ask God for a double portion of. Every day I come to the buffet table of God in prayer. I put my plate out before God. And as God gives me one portion, I always ask God, I say, God, could you put another portion on that plate? Could you just give me one more spoonful? Could you please somehow on my plate give me a double portion? Every day, six things I ask God for. Every day I ask God, could you give me a double portion of your love. Every day. Every day. I come to God every day and I say, God, I don't want to just have the average love for people. I say, God, I've seen the average love. I don't want the type of love that only shows concern when I'm in the presence. I don't want the type of love that's here today and gone tomorrow. I want the type of love that when someone comes into my presence, they feel like they've been loved by God. They feel like they've had a double portion of God's love. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we live in a world that needs the love of God. We live in a world tonight. You live in a city tonight. They hear the hatred. They hear the killings. They hear the violence. Oh, there's got to be some people inside of this city tonight that would come to God and say, God, give me a double portion of your love. God, let me love people like no one else can love them. Let me have a deeper love than what others have. Let my love just be a more tender love. God, give me a double portion of your love. Every day, I say, God, I want my love to be greater than the average person can love. I say, God, every day, I say to God, somehow, help the love that you give to me. Help it to be deeper than the average love. I'm talking about the type of love that hurts when others hurt. I say, God, I don't want to just hear the problems. I want to hurt for the problems. God, I don't want just the average type of love. This is why I'll pray for you. I want the average type of love that prays for people when they need prayer. I'm not talking about the type of prayer that you just mention their prayer and move on. I mean the type of prayer where you love people in your prayer life. The type of prayer where you literally agonize over their problems and mourn over their problems and hurt over their problems. I'm talking the type of love that would cause you that when you begin to pray for others, that by the time you're done, sweat has broke your brow and how your heart is crushed and hurt as you pray for others. That's the type of love I'm talking about. The type of love, a double portion of his love, where I can love others through my prayer life. I want the type of love that rejoices when others rejoice. I want the type of love that accepts people who have fallen into sin. I say, God, I know we're all capable of messing up our lives. God, would you give me a double portion of your love? The type of love that you have. The type of love that believes to giving people a second chance. And a third chance. And a fourth chance. And a fifth chance. And a sixth chance. And a seventh chance. And just keeps on loving them. No matter how deep. No matter how bad the sin is. Oh God, I come to God every day. Say, God, give me a double portion of this love. I want the type of love that loves the unlovable. It's easy to love those who are lovable. But I want the type of love that loves those who are annoying. I want the type of love that loves those that nobody else loves. I want the type of love that just says, no matter what your condition is, I love you. Every day. Every day. I come to God. God. Would you give me a double portion of your love so I can love your people today? Every day I come to God and I say, God, give me a double portion of your wisdom. A double portion. A double portion. I say, God, I don't want just the average wisdom. I want a double portion of your wisdom. You see, there's too many lives out there that need to be helped. I say, God, could you give me a double portion of your wisdom? God, I don't know everything. I know I don't. But God, I know you do. I don't know every situation, but I know you do. God, I don't know how to solve every problem, but I know you do. God, could you give me a double portion of your wisdom? Oh, I say, God, I don't want to mess up my life. I don't want to make the wrong decision. I don't want to make the decision that, God, that would hurt people. I don't want to make a decision that would destroy the ministry you've given to me. I don't want to make a decision that, God, would just hurt or put a blemish on something inside my life or others' life. I said, God, could you give me a double portion of your wisdom? I come to God every day. And I say, God, could you give me a double portion of your joy? Not for me, for you. I don't ask for his love for me. I ask for his love so I can love others. I don't ask for wisdom for people to look at me and say, boy, Brother Dominic's got a lot of wisdom. I don't want that. I want wisdom so I can help you. I say every day, God, give me a double portion of joy. You see, I want the type of joy. In the midst of turmoil, I can still rejoice. In the midst of heartache, there's still a smile on my face. When the days are gloomy, I can still see the sun above the clouds. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this city, Adrian, needs, and this county that you live in needs some people that have a double portion of the joy of God inside of their soul, that they see somebody who walks on the top side, who walks above the clouds, who lives above the clouds of life. Hey, somewhere, somebody has got to get a double portion of God's joy. This city is filled with enough gloom. This state has enough sorrow. Somewhere, we need some of God's people tonight to come to God and say, God, give me a double portion of your joy. God, let me have a double portion of your joy. God, I don't want the average joy. I want a double portion of your joy. I want the type of joy that gives people hope when there is no hope. I want the type of joy that brightens the day of everyone that just walks in my presence, not because of me, but because I want them just to have a better day. Oh, I wish you could understand. I come to God and I say, God, would you please give me a double portion of your joy? I don't want the average joy. I want a double portion. I realize people look for someone whose presence they can come in, that when they come in that presence, it's almost a relief. It's almost a sigh. It's almost that one thing that you, whew. Boy, it was good to be in their presence. That's what kind of joy I want. I want the type of joy when people walk away, they just feel better about life. Every day I come to God. God, could you give me a double portion of your love? God, could you give me a double portion of your wisdom? God, could you please give me a double portion of your joy? Every day I come to God. God, Could you give me a double portion of power in my prayer life? I don't want to just have average answers to prayer. I want to have above average answers to prayer. I don't want the type of prayer life that only gets answers once in a while. I want the type of prayer life that gets answers from God every day and every week. I want the type of prayer that God can do something through my prayer life. I want that type of prayer life that stops the mouths of lions. I want the type of prayer life that can pray fire down from heaven. I want the type of prayer life that can part the Red Seas of life. I want the type of prayer life that defeats the giants of life. I want the type of prayer life that brings healing to the sick. I want the type of prayer life that stops the sun from going down. I want the type of prayer life that adds years to the life of a dying saint. I want the type of prayer life that reclaims the life of the prodigal child. I want the type of prayer life that changes the decrees of rulers. I want the type of prayer life that when others need an answer to prayer, they know they can come to me because they know I get my prayers answered. I want the type of prayer life that prays the blessings of God upon other people's lives. I want the type of prayer life that at the very sound of my voice, heaven springs to action because they know Domley's on his knees. We got to have an answer to go out there to bring to a world. I want the type of prayer life that at the very second my knee is bent, my voice is lifted up to God, Satan begins to shake, hell begins to quiver, and say, he's on his knees again. He's on his knees again. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, hey, that's the type of prayer I'm talking about. The type that has a double portion upon our life. I want people to know there's someone that can get answered prayers. There's someone that needs to get a hold of God. There's someone out there that I know I can call. I know they know how to get a hold of God. I say, God, give me a double portion of answered prayer. I come to God every day. God, give me a double portion of your love, a double portion of your wisdom, a double portion of your joy, a double portion of power in my prayer life so I can have more answered prayers. Not for my prayers, but for others. I come to God every day and I say, God, could you give me a double portion of your power? I say, God, I don't want the average power. I think everybody who serves God, I think everybody that serves God has always had some of God's power. If you've ever led anyone to Christ, it took God's power to lead them to Christ. If you do the works of God, it takes God's power to do the works of God. We can't do it under our own power. We can't do it under our own strength. We can't save a soul. That takes God. But I don't want just the type of power. He only gives me that power just to get that one task done. I want the type of power from God that rests upon me every minute of the day. Every second of a minute. God, could you give me a double portion of your power? God, I know there's several out there that have your power. They have that single portion, but God, I want more than that. Could you put 2 spoonfuls of your power upon my plate? I don't want just the average power. You see, I want the type of power that when I preach, conviction falls upon the lives of people as Jonathan Edwards had. I want the type of power upon my life that saves a nation from falling as George Washington did. I want the type of power that turns the world upside down for Christ, as the early church had. I want a double portion, a double portion, a double portion, a double portion, a double portion. Every day, God, could you give me a double portion of your love? A double portion of your wisdom? A double portion of your joy? A double portion of answered prayer? A double portion of your power? Every day, I come to God and I say, God, would you please give me a double portion of your blessings on my ministry? Every day I ask that. I've seen the ministries that are just average. They're not bad men. They're not bad people. But I want more than that. I've watched the evangelists blow in, blow up, and blow out. I don't want that. I don't want to just have a sermon to preach. I want a message from God that you need to help you in this church. God, could you give me a double portion of your blessings upon my ministry? I don't want the average blessing. Give me a double portion. This may be a little self-serving, but I tell God, I say, God, I don't want to just affect hundreds. I don't want to just affect thousands. God, I want to be able to affect tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. God, not for my name's sake, but for the sake of the cause of your Son, Jesus Christ. I ask, I plead for a double portion of your blessings on my ministry. Don't you yearn? Don't you long for a double portion? Do you desire not just to be average? A double portion! A double portion! A double portion! Oh, I wish tonight, I wish not only could your preacher get a double portion, I wish the choir director could get a double portion. I wish the song leader could have a double portion. I wish the instrumentalist could have a double portion. I wish the Sunday school teachers could get a double portion. I wish the school principal could get a double portion. I wish the school prom teachers could get a double portion. I want the ushers to have a double portion. I want the greeters to have a double portion. I want the church member that comes to this church, and the soul winner, and the bus worker, and those that are members of this church. Oh, I long, I wish tonight that tonight you'd walk out of this place and say, God, I've got to have a double portion, a double portion, a double portion. God slaps down the one portion, normally they move on. Oh, I'd love it. And I think God would love it if you'd stop and say, no, I'm not moving, God. I need another portion on this plate. I need another spoonful on this plate. You see, there's some kids inside this room that need a mommy and daddy that have a double portion. There's a nation that needs some of you teenagers to get a double portion. A double portion. A double portion. Years ago, I used to pull a fifth wheel trailer. My wife would travel with me at the time. When I bought the trailer, it had one of those, I can't explain the plug to you. If you've ever had a fifth wheel trailer, you know what I'm talking about. It has a weird looking type of plug. It came with a little adapter that could plug into 110. It was a 36 foot fifth wheel trailer, two slide outs. It was nice. Had washer, dryer, microwave. Just pretty plush little fifth wheel trailer that we got, factory price. I got that trailer, we started pulling, we plugged that thing into 110. Plugged it into 110, and my wife turned on the washing machine, and she was in the kitchen, about ready to start cooking. While that washing machine was going, she turned on the microwave and kicked the breaker. That's strange. Brand new, kicking the breaker. Went over there and kicked. I went inside the church, kicked it back on. For two whole months, we worked off of 110 in that trailer. I thought this trailer was a blonde trailer, could only do one thing at a time. We had to get to where she'd say, honey, I'm about ready to turn the microwave on. Can you get the dryer? I'd turn the dryer off. She'd use microwave. Okay, turn it back on. I'd turn it back on. Couldn't do two things at one time. Just had to kind of juggle everything. I was down south in a church. There's a man in the church who's an electrician. I said, I got a problem with my trailer. So I think I bought a blonde trailer. I said, we just can't run two things at one time. He said, let me look at it. Next day he came over. He looked at that trailer. He looked at that plug. He looked at the breaker box. Kind of scratched his head a little bit. And he looked at me and said, Brother Domley, he says, this thing's supposed to run off of 220, not 110. He says, reason why you've been limited in what you can do, you've been running off half the power. He says, you need 220. We went down to the store, got us some circuit breakers. He told me all the different types of circuit breakers, about four different circuit breakers. Bought a cord that would work. We went straight into the box of the church, wired it in, had 220. That first night was fun. We turned the washer, the dryer, the air conditioner, the microwave, every light, anything that had power, we turned it on. I don't know what the bill was for the church, but we enjoyed that first night. You know why? We got a double portion. Once we got the double portion, we could do more. We accomplished more. Ladies and gentlemen, why not tonight? We here, Berean Baptist Church, let's get a double portion. Let's not settle on the one portion that everybody has. Why not come down to an old-fashioned altar tonight? Say, God, we've had some pretty productive years in the past, but God, we don't want to just run off of 110. God, we need some 220. We want a double portion tonight. We want you tonight to give this church a double portion of your love and a double portion of your wisdom and a double portion of your joy and a double portion of answered prayer and a double portion of your power and a double portion of your blessings. God, give us a double portion tonight. Every day. Every day. God, give me a double portion of your love. God, give me a double portion of your wisdom. Oh God, could you give me a double portion of your joy? God, I ask you, a double portion of power in my prayer life to have answered prayer. God, a double portion of power. God, could you give me a double portion of blessings upon my ministry? I know there's a price to pay for that double portion. But God, I want that double portion so much. If I must, whatever the price tag is, give me a double portion. So your people could see someone that has a double portion. God, tonight, I've given my soul to your people tonight. I wish tonight some hearts would be squeezed so deeply. They'd come down to an old-fashioned altar and fall on their face and say, I need that double portion. I don't want just a single portion. I want a double portion. A double portion. God, tonight, do something mighty in this invitation time. May tonight your people, like an army, leave their seats, go to the nearest aisles, and come down this front, come as close as they can. May they fall on their face and begin to beg you for a double portion. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed and everyone's standing to their feet. No one is looking around. The instruments begin to play. God spoke to your heart tonight. Would you leave?